Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele. It is May 31st. Did you guys have a happy Memorial Day? I hope so. I hope you remembered our veterans and everything they've done to help give us the freedoms that we have now. Also, did you have fun at Mule Days? I'm sure everybody did something at Mule Days. You know, it's always a big event and a lot of fun. So that's the big weekend around here. Up in Mammoth, there was the film festival. I hear that was great. There was a lot of really cool stuff. A lot of great movies I had heard about. One that I thought was interesting was the Pez Thief. It was something about a guy that resold a bunch of old Pez dispensers and got in trouble because of the company. I didn't see it, but I heard it was really interesting. So that's pretty cool. Always a fun time, the festival up there. So let's get on to some news here. First up is, that's right, you guessed it, because it's starting to become exactly the same thing. I'm typing it in as I'm talking to you into the App Store. Eastern Sierra Now. Search. Nothing. So my guess is we got the thing turned into Apple on Thursday, and it said most apps are up and running within 48 hours of turning it in. So barring any problems, which I didn't foresee because we went through the thing like crazy, I think it's because it was Memorial Day weekend. I think that everybody was off and that put us back. So I'll bet you by the end of today and into tomorrow, we will have something up and going. So the app will be ready to go. I can't wait until I can stop making excuses about this not being on, because it's been done for like a month and it's awesome. I want you guys to have it. So we'll get it there, I promise. What else is going on? You know, Patreon, we've mentioned this before, but if you're interested in that, go to patreon.com/Eastern Sierra Now. What's Patreon? Patreon is a website that you can sign into and donate money to local news or to any event you want to. But what I'm asking for is to help Eastern Sierra Now deliver local news. With an employee now, thank you, Miss Kayla Barton, we have to make sure she's paid. We have to make sure I'm paid. This takes a lot of effort. It's a 24-hour-a-day job, 7 days a week. So, and now the same for two people. And for us to grow, that's what it's going to take. So in order to get there, we're relying on advertising dollars, which, by the way, if you own a business or represent one, reach out. I'd love to get you going. We specialize in branding, social media, content, funny content, shooting video, live streaming. I mean, we have so many things that just kind of aren't heard of in the area. They've not really been done. So I can absolutely help you. Even if you just want a social media presence and you need help with that, well, that's what I'm here for. I can help you with your own business, get that out there, not only through Eastern Sierra Now, but to put on Instagram, to put on Twitter, to put on YouTube, everything that you want to make sure you are seen in this 21st century market that we live in. So reach out to us in that case. But back to Patreon, if you don't have a business, this is your way to help. You can go to Patreon, you choose one of the attractive tiers. It could be $5, could be $50, could be $100. Whatever you think you want to donate a month to help keep local news going and strong. And then it will just connect to your bank account and donate that money to us each month. You'll get special benefits like behind-the-scenes stuff. You'll get to know things before other people. Our Patreon people knew about the app well before anybody else. Lots of that. There's lots of stuff. We're getting into t-shirts, stickers, maybe even giveaways like tickets to concerts and things like that. I'm working on as many things as I can at the moment. But what it does mainly is it helps me grow and develop. One of the things we're working on now is a dining review, which our first one will be tomorrow with Storgas discussing their new Mexican hamburgers. So we will be there eating those, talking about them, showing you why they're cool, what's good, blah, blah, blah. Talk to the owners of the restaurant, and just a nice little thing that you guys are going to want to check out to see some stuff. And we've never had that before. All everything has ever been is word of mouth around here. Well, this is word of mouth times a million, because it's somebody that you know trying something and giving their opinion in a platform that you can all see. I don't have to tell you individually. Make sense? It does. So that's one thing that we're working on. Plus, there's a million other things, you know? So, and I'm stoked that it's Storgas. They're one of my favorite places in the town. They're some of my favorite people in the town. And they've been with us for a while now, and I am very stoked to be jumping on board with them. We will be moving into our other restaurants right after that, starting probably with Copper Top. So check out that for the Eastern Sierra food review. That will be starting tomorrow. We also shot a new Where Is That segment, which will be on YouTube. And those of you that saw the Celine one, Celine Valley loved it and thought it was hilarious. Well, this time Amy and I traveled to Mona Lake and checked out the Mona Lake Fishers as well as the Interpretive Center. And it was a blast. We had an absolute riot of a time. And you're going to have to watch the video, because at the end you're going to realize the blunder that I made that was hilarious because I'm a little chubby. You'll see. So you got to check that on YouTube. It'll be out in the next couple of days. I think that's pretty much it for house stuff. Let's get on to the actual news here. So it looks like Moto County Tourism is letting us know that Tioga Pass and Mammoth Basin are open. There's some really good pictures of it too. You should go check them out. Eastern's here now. Please don't forget that a peak hour reservation is required to drive into or through Yosemite National Park between 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. now through September 30th. For more information on reservations, please check go.nps, as National Park Service, nps.gov/reserve. So, there's some really interesting little images here that you can go and check out for when is peak hours, what can you do during peak hours to drive through. There's a QR code that'll link you right to the website. And what happens if park hours reservations are sold out on your date? Don't worry, try another date. It's likely that reservations are still available for other days. Additional reservations are released daily at 8 a.m., 7 days before arrival date. Take a tour, an adventure, or public transportation. That includes park entry. No reservation is needed if you enter after 4 p.m. and before 6 a.m. daily. So that's what a cheap ass like me would do, is drive there at 5 and camp and then get up and do what I'm going to do the next day. But I always leave donations for those kind of things because, you know, they're doing a really good job. And that's the Lord's work out there, ladies and gentlemen. So no reservation, but still want to visit Yosemite? Relax and enjoy the view, not driving and parking, with a scenic bus ride from Mono County to several Yosemite stops with the Yosemite Area Regional Transportation System, YARTS. Bus tickets include the entrance reservation and the park entrance fees. Buses depart daily from Mammoth Lakes, June Lake, and Lee Vining from June 15th to October 15th, and twice daily from July 1st to August 31st. Click at Eastern Sierra now to purchase YARTS bus tickets for the Highway 12395 route. The Lake Mary Road to the Mammoth Lakes Basin are also open today. While the roads and trails are open, Forest Service employees will still be working in the area. The water system was damaged this winter and is being repaired, so in the meantime, registered campers must retrieve water from alternate sites within Forest Service campgrounds, with the exception of Twin Lakes. Day users should supply their own water, portable restrooms, and vault toilets will remain available at campgrounds and trailheads. Wow, some really great pictures from Mammoth Lakes Tourism. So go check those out. You know, it's another upgrade that we have coming on from helping out with teaming up with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, is they've given us access to all of their stock footage, which is thousands and thousands of, you know, museum quality pictures. I mean, we are so thankful that they're helping us with this. And it's everything from road signs to beautiful waterfalls to people eating to anything. So start watching and checking out our quality of our thumbnails and pictures is going to rise dramatically starting today. Thank you so much, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, for helping us with that. So one thing that they really want to push, as does the U.S. Forest Service, because I was just speaking with them at Mono Lake yesterday, is the Camp Like a Pro plan. Let me read this for you. Enjoy and care for the Eastern Sierra this summer by remembering to camp like a pro. Plan your trip at essrp.org/camping. Download the interactive map on where you can and cannot camp and how to do so responsibly. Now available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play. I need to find out how they got that on there because I'm getting super mad. No fire restrictions are in place yet. Thank you for observing all fire restrictions this summer and helping us prevent devastating wildfires. Learn more at monocounty.org. So there's some upcoming events. What do we got here? Looks like June 16th through the 19th, Mammoth Yoga Festival. 17th through the 26th, Monster Energy Mammoth Motocross. Always a hell of a good time. 17th through the 19th, Mono Basin Bird Chautauqua. 24th through the 26th, Flash Foxy Trail Fest. And June 25th is BFEF Spring Trout Tournament. 4th of July events also are happening soon. Well, clearly you know when that is. So registration is open for the 5th annual Ridge Rambler Half Marathon on September 24th as well. So you can get in early on that. All proceeds on that go to the Bridgeport Elementary School. So if you want to see more, you can come and click on the link at Eastern Sierra now for a full events calendar that goes through Mammoth Lakes Tourism, but also our events calendar is being built currently, so keep checking back and looking for that. On the website, it's currently listed as events, and if when you get the app, it is in the hamburger menu, which is what that cool little menu on the left is called when you click the little lines and a whole new menu opens up. It's called a hamburger menu. Do you know that? I don't know why, but that's what it's called. So the hamburger menu has an events link there as well. So as soon as we get everything put in and linked up, up, you'll be getting all the events from all of the organizations and restaurants in the entire Eastern Sierra in one place. That app that is in your hand, that as soon as Apple puts it out, you can have it. Calm down, Jesse. Count backwards from 10 like Donald Duck. You know what? While I'm counting backwards from 10, let's go over to Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism just to hear another one of their awesome little commercials.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
Let's see what the Mammoth Lakes Chamber is up to, shall we? The Chamber takes on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Cool. Our inaugural Delve Into DEI on June 2nd at Mammoth Coffee Roasting Company will feature a discussion around the Harvard Business Review article, Why Diverse Teams Are Smarter. In addition, we also will be acknowledging Juneteenth and Pride Month. That's cool. Definitely check that out. You can register for that at Eastern Sierra Now or the Mammoth Lakes Chamber. I believe it's org. Mammoth Lakes Chamber. The 4th of July parade. Duh, that's their big thing. So you can guess when that is. That's right. Monday, July 4th. And the parade will feature responsible waste zones, so restrooms and trash recycling, a marching band, Air National Guard Band of the West Coast. That's the top dogs. That's really good stuff right there. Float competition with a $500 cash prize sponsored by the Mammoth All-Weather Shuttle. Posters are currently being distributed, and if your business would like one, you can contact them at EasternSierraNow.com. And for more parade details, you can go to their website at mammothlakeschamber.org. So one thing about businesses that's kind of interesting to know that the Chamber just posted, and I find this, I'll let you say what you think. Beginning June 30th, 2022, all California employers with at least 5 California employees are required to offer their California employees a retirement savings plan, either from the private market or by registering to participate in the new CalSavers program. There are a few Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce members that can assist businesses with setting up a private plan for their employees. Colin Fernie at Mammoth Wealth Management, Michael Oliver at Pacific Advisors, Court Kim at Edward Jones. And if you want more information on the CalSavers, you can click at EasternSierraNow.com. So many great things from the Mammoth Lakes Chamber. We have the whole letter posted, so if you just go to Eastern Sierra Now, you can see more. There's stuff on there about the alcohol board and some new ruling that came out. There's stuff about disaster relief loans from the state that you can get for your small business to help out. So go check that out at EasternSierraNow.com. They're still looking for volunteers at the Eastern Sierra Pride Festival. And it looks like that's June 4th through the 5th at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. They are still needing volunteers across the board. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Everything from selling tickets to putting on wristbands to helping out the drag bingo event. I mean, that should be interesting. So, as well as tear down and clean up. That's always the biggest and hardest thing to staff. So, anybody that wants to help and support this organization, then please head over to Eastern Sierra Now and click on the details, schedules, and tickets link at Eastern Sierra Pride article. There is a Mammoth Voices coming up this Thursday, and it's with my favorite, Emily Bryant. So that needs to be checked out. Trust me, it's worth it. She's very smart, very encouraging, wonderful person. She works with Mammoth Lakes Tourism. In fact, you just heard her a couple of minutes ago on that commercial. Emily is great, and I can't say enough about her. The second I started Eastern Sierra Now, she jumped on board and was supportive and helps me in every way she possibly can, including linking us up with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, which has been great for us. So thank you so much, Emily. We will be there to check in on you. Everybody else do it as well. If you want to, go to the Zoom link at easternsierranow.com, and you can find the passcode and all the other information that you need. And I promise you, it will be a very entertaining hour. If you have not heard of Mammoth Voices before, then clearly you haven't listened to my podcast before. So it's usually one Thursday a month with the candidate stuff that's been going on. They've been doing more. But what they do is from 12 to 1, so your lunch hour basically, you can get your lunch and then just zoom in and listen to somebody that's in a leadership position around Mammoth and Mono, and let them talk about what it is that they're talking about. Like Stacey Corliss, for instance, once was talking about the redistricting and making it so that we can all understand what happened there, because that was kind of confusing even for me. Not that I'm some kind of genius. So I'm sure Emily's is going to be very interesting, and I would love to hear about what's going on with more of Mammoth Tourism and check in with that. So show some support. Head over to Eastern Sierra Now and click on that link this Thursday at noon. And last but not least, let's go with Eastern Sierra Surf Listening Session. SERF is spelled C-E-R-F, by the way. The California Community Economic Resilience Fund, or SERF, is a one-time $600 million investment from the state to promote a sustainable and equitable recovery from the economic distress of COVID-19. The state has recently released the planning phase guidelines. Sierra Business Council will be submitting an application for the Eastern Sierra on the SERF as regional convener and fiscal agent, which is due on July 25th. In preparation for the application, Sierra Business Council invites you to their SERF lunch and learn on Wednesday, June 1st, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. via Zoom. You can click at Eastern Sierra Now to register for that. The lunch and learn is an open to the public virtual session where they will be providing an overview of the SERF opportunity and engage with stakeholders to understand their priorities and concerns and invite participation in the application process. Please share this email with your network. And additional sessions are scheduled for June 15th and July 13th. So you can click on any of those to register. And that sounds like a really cool event to help get everything going again. It's been a couple years. Let's do that. All right, we're going to call it for today, Tuesday. And we will check back with you tomorrow, Wednesday. Might be a little bit late unless I can get it early, because I will be doing that food review at Astorga's Mexican restaurant in Bishop, and you're going to want to see that. So as soon as I'm done with that, I will head home and record the news. So it might be just a little bit late, but most of you are probably listening to this the following morning anyway, so you're good. All right, have a good one. Bye.